Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the ninth parak of Maseches Kelim, parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Machat o taba'as, shemetzo binu chashto shel tanur. If you have a tamei needle or a tamei ring that are in the oven, the bottom of the oven, of a Torah oven, near an avalo yotzim, and they're visible, you can see them, but they don't protrude out. So the halacha is, imof hesabatek v'nageh behen, if when you bake the dough in the oven, some of it would go into that hole in the ground, and it would touch the needle or it would touch the ring. Tame. So then the needle and the ring are considered to be in the aver of the tanur, and the whole oven is therefore going to become tame. Beza batzik amru. What kind of dough are we talking about? Batzik habenuni. That's talking about a medium dough, meaning it's not like a loose batter, like a pancake batter, and it's not like a very stiff kind of dough, because if a very loose batter it would sink all the way down. And if it was a very stiff kind of dough, it wouldn't sink at all. So it has to be like a medium dough. It would sink into where that ring or where that needle is. Nimtzu b'tefelas hatanur mukaf samed pasil. If the needle of the ring, which are tahar and are totally embedded in the coating of an oven that was covered and sealed all around, and the oven is in the same house as a dead body, so generally the oven will protect whatever's inside of it. So im b'tamei tamein, if the needle of the ring are in an oven that's already tame, so they became tame from the dead bodies in the house, because klicheres hamukuf tame pasil that's already tame won't protect its contents. Vim b'tahar tahorin, but if the oven itself is tahar, so an oven that itself is tahar and is a klicheres hamukuf tame pasil will protect its contents. Nimtza b'maguf sachaves, if the needle of the ring are in a stopper of a barrel, so. And that barrel is inside a house with a dead body. So the barrel is a kli cheres, that's mukav tzamed pasil. So does it protect the needle and the ring from becoming tame? So mitzi deha, if they're in the side of the stopper of the barrel, tameim, meaning the stopper is on the side of the barrel, then tameim, then they become tame, because it's not considered to be part of the barrel, and therefore it's not protected by the barrel. Mikineged piha, but if they're in the part that's over the mouth of the barrel, tahorim, then that's considered to be part of the barrel, and therefore the barrel will protect them from becoming tame. Nirin betocha avalola avira, even if you could see them on the inside of the barrel, but you don't see them protruding into the airspace of the barrel, tahorim, then they're considered to be tahar. They're considered to be protected by the barrel. Shokim betocha v'tachteim keklipas hashum, but if they do protrude into the barrel, but there's a layer that is very thin, that's of clay underneath them, tahorim, then they're also going to be tahar. Moving on to Mishnah Beis. So we said that if you have a kli that's inside of a kli cheres that is sealed shut and is protected from it's able to protect it from tuma. So says the Mishnah, chavashi melei mashkin tahorin. If you have a kli cheres that's full of tahor liquids, umanakas betocha, and there's a metal type of kli inside of it, mukefes samet pasil, but it's covered and sealed all around with cheres, unasunu ba olames, and you put it under the same roof as a dead body. Beishamei omrim hachavis v'mashkin taharin. The barrel and the liquids that are inside the barrel are tahar, because it's in a klicheres hamukuf tamun pasil, which protects everything inside of it. But umanakes tamei, but the metal does become tamei from the dead body, because it is not protected, even though it's inside the sealed barrel. So even though midah oraisa klicheres hamukuf tamun pasil protects everything, the Beishamei says midrabanan it doesn't. Beisilul omrim af manakes taharin. Beisilul says it does. It protects even the metal manakis. Chaz Beisil lahoros kudu b'shamay. Then ultimately Beisil was chozer to paskin like the b'shamay, that on a derabana level we're going to be metamei this metal kli that's inside that barrel. So to review again what we learned today, we said in Mishnah Aleph, a bunch of cases where you have a metal kli, like a needle or a ring, that's inside different parts of a kli cheres, and we discussed when it's considered to be inside the avir of the kli cheres and protected, and when it's not considered to not be protected inside the avir of the kli cheres. And then in Mishnah Beis, we pointed out that it was machlokes b'sham beis hillel, when you have multiple things, one of which is a metal kli that's inside a kli cheres hamukuf tamun pasil, so it's machlokes Machlokas Beshan Besil, whether the Rabbanan were gozer a tumma mid Rabbanan on that metal kli, but ultimately even Besil was was moda that the Rabbanan were gozer a tumma. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Tes Mishnah Gimel.